This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Days ago, folks, bank failures dominated the news cycle. It dominated the discussion. We had people talking about financial crisis version 2.0. We had run on the banks. And don't misunderstand me. It's still looming there. But you want to know what the big news cycle has been recently? Trump arrested. Trump might get arrested. Trump. That's what dominated the news cycle. When we're talking about a financial crash that could usher in the next Great Depression, a financial crash that's, quite frankly, already hiding the Great Recession, that I say really is the Great, I think we're in the Great Depression 2.0. We've plastered with so much fake money that people don't realize we're in a Great Depression. You better be pulling in your horns versus expanding them at this point. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Doesn't take long for some other so-called crisis to remove things from the fake news cycle, the narrative that's been set, the manufactured news by the left that they then present to their distribution network, the various media channels and social media channels. And I try to remind you guys constantly about the things that matter. Trump's fake. Yo, well, he committed a crime. Whatever. Okay, the dude gave, I mean, if I don't believe it, but if, okay, so let's say he did. We played this game before. Let's say he gave Stormy Daniels $130,000 because he wanted to sleep with a porn star. Let's say he did. Okay, where's the crime? Well, he used this money or that money. What, did he not have the, did he steal it? Yeah. Oh, it was a cover-up. Really, that's the best you got? Well, you know, the leftists ignore the big problems because they've created the big problems. And if you go back to the banking, look, as I said, what are their problems? Their problems are they're lying and they're stealing your money. And every time you get close, there's a new crisis. When you find out January 6th was a farce, oh, look over here, Hunter Biden. You know, oh, we shouldn't have deflected to Hunter. Well, that's a, oh, the war in Ukraine, Russia, they've issued an international fatwa against Putin. Oh, let's go back to Trump because we really can't blame Putin. He's got dirt on us. Oh, Trump, look at him. He's done this or that. It's always, and Barack Obama said it. Keep bludgeoning them, bombarding them where they don't know fake from real. And Pelosi said, the wrap-up smear. Keep, you know, target who you want and do the wrap-up smear. Get people to validate what you want them to validate. We've learned all these tricks directly from the source. Or sources. So Republic Bank is on the chopping block. Credit Suisse struggling overseas. The banking system is pretty close to a meltdown. And oh, I talk about algorithms a lot. Do you think the sophisticated algorithms haven't predicted what's happening in the banking industry? If they can tell you that your credit card, that you're about to, you know, file bankruptcy, or you're going to start struggling paying your bills, they've looked at an algorithm and they know it. You're telling me they can't do an algorithm to say, you know what, Republic Bank doesn't look too good. When banks fail, here's what they tend to do. SVB, completely undercapitalized. SVB had all this entrepreneurial money backed by nothing, backed by no manufacturing. But it was ideas, internet ideas. I'll get into that in just a bit. If you want to reform the banks, why don't you begin with the real crooks? Democrats in politics. And if you want to begin at the beginning, you want to know who's the real person who's making banks fail right now? Joe Biden. I'm not telling you that banks didn't fail. Banks fail all the time. It's sad to say because it's an easy business to make money at, but they do fail. But when they fail, I think it's intentional. It's like the mafia. They come, they say, you want me as a partner? I don't understand why you want a partner with me. I don't know anything about your business. But poorly, I need, you know, can you run some protection for me? Oh, what am I going to do with this business? And then, I don't know if you've watched Goodfellas, but they run up your credit, and then they torch the building. And that's what the owners of these banks are doing, and they're doing it with permission. So let's start with Bidenflation. Joe Biden has done such a terrible job with this economy that he made SVC fail. We aren't discussing SVC if Biden hadn't driven inflation to untenable levels. If interest rates had been kept low, Silicon Valley Bank wouldn't have had to sell $21 billion in treasury bills at a $1.8 billion loss. Further, if the economy were as robust as Biden claims, then access to available capital would have been much easier, and they would have gotten the $2.5 billion loan they were seeking before. But let's not forget about SVB Management, the bank who made loans to entrepreneurs, who create nothing. A lot of Silicon Valley billionaire wannabes who had ideas that most circa 1950s banks would have laughed off. Take Juicero, for instance. Have you heard of Juicero? It's a great study in what not to do in a business. Juicero was a juice company that packed fresh organic fruits. Think of those little coffee packets that you put in your Keurig machine. Juicero said their juicer completely innovated the juicing industry. I love this story because it is so pointed at leftism. The absolute ego of these people. The only innovation of the Juicero press was that it had a Wi-Fi connection. The juicer had a proprietary single-serving packet of pre-chopped fruits and vegetables, okay? And the company sold these packets exclusively and by subscription. So from 2014 to 2017, you can look this up, by the way, Juicero, spelled like juice, R-O. Or juice row, if you want to do it that way. But anyway, the San Francisco-based firm received $120 million in startup venture capital from investors. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story, because a story that epitomizes leftism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, folks. Talking about the banking failures caused by Biden and other Democrats. And there's some Republicans that were involved, but it's mostly leftists. And when you say leftists, you can include any party you want. And I'm talking about a company called Juicero. They got $120 million for the story I'm about to tell you. Because here's the funny part of the story. Juicero makes this machine that they have these proprietary packets that you put in the machine, and when you put it in there, you add water and then the juice it gives you a nice hearty juice. I guess it's concentrated or whatever. And you can only get it through them as it was a subscription model, and the machine was supposed to be innovative. And venture capitalists put $120 million in this machine. Invested in this concept. And here's the funny part. Consumers and journalists discovered that they could create juice just as easily as Juicero. They called it the Juicero Press. By simply squeezing the fruit by hand. You could make better orange juice than Juicero by squeezing... Cut an orange in half and squeeze it. Cut a lime in half and squeeze it. Cut a lemon in half and squeeze it. Cut a grapefruit in half and squeeze it. Squeezing by hand. Apparently, Juicero didn't research the competition, which was actual fruit, potentially squeezed by hand, before building this expensive machine. So on September 1st of 2017, the company announced that it was going to suspend sales for the juicer and the packets. They repurchased the product from disgruntled consumers and searched for a buyer. Now, when I was looking at this story and all the other failures at Silicon Valley, one of the notes I found particularly funny is the part of the sale of Juicero that would involve the company's, quote, intellectual property. What intellectual property do you own when your juicer doesn't perform better than somebody cutting a fruit in half and squeezing the juice themselves? But see, this company was so amazing in how stupid they were. But before I get into more of that, let me tell you what The Guardian wrote about the Juicero. They said it was an example of the absurd Silicon Valley startup industry that raises huge sums of money for solutions to non-problems. That's what The Guardian wrote. SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, is the Juicero of the banking industry. Democrats implement bad ideas which lead to bad results. This is a bank that capitalized Silicon Valley startups like Juicero. They capitalized companies that had apps and great, supposedly great ideas. And by the way, we're going to there's going to be a blog that we write, an article that we write that profiles all the losers, like the top 10 losers of Silicon Valley. It will blow your mind. Juicero is only one. There are dozens of these companies, folks, that got anywhere from $1 million to $100-200 million for ideas that would leave you shaking your head. Things that had already been done. Democrats, folks, far too often, in this particular case, and I'm using Juicero as an example, did somebody not go, you know what, when we do our packets, you do better by just squeezing the fruit. Oh, but ours is better. It's gone through a filtration system and blah. Who convinced a group of people to put $120 million in this nonsense? Now, on the other hand, look at these single-serve coffee machines. That industry's thriving. Number one, people love coffee. Number two, how much do you waste when you make a pot? Number three, who wants to go sit, I don't care if it's the remnants of a coffee. How long has it been sitting there? I want to drink fresh coffee. If I get to wake up at my own convenience and put a little packet in, make my own self-service coffee that takes no time, I'll do that. But juice? I use juice. I know people were selling juicers. If that juicer is your thing, fine. But I'm telling you, I think it's ridiculous. By the way, I did see the Juicero in the movie, in the TV series Get Shorty. It's funny that I recall that. But yeah. But back to SVB. So, Democrats implement bad ideas that lead to bad results. But here's the problem. Far too often, there's somebody standing there ready to bail them out with your money. A bank in the 1950s would have looked at the Juicero dude and said, dude, get that thing out of here before I squeeze a lemon in your eye. Are you kidding me? Democrats want to fix the very problems they create. Joe Biden, he's now calling on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on the executives of failed banks. He proposes to have them cut their compensation and prevent them from working in the banking industry. You know, and I don't disagree with that, by the way, because it's difficult to lose money in banking unless you want to, as I mentioned earlier. But Biden's solution is like locking the doors after the thieves had left. So I want you to understand what's been suggested. The guy who gave America the phrase Bidenflation sending the cost of everything soaring, and the rise in interest rates is, we haven't seen this in years. He wants to cut the compensation for bank executives. The man who has profited in likely illegal business dealings with China and other countries wants to hold bank executives accountable. And yes, the man whose lack of financial acumen caused the run on deposits, he wants another term in office. He wants the FDIC to be able to force the return of compensation paid to executives at a broader range of banks if they happen to fail. So I say this, can we apply this to Biden? SVB, like FTX, hedged its bets with overwhelming donations to Democrats. And I'm going to give you the numbers. I'm not going to bore you with the details of it, but here's what I will tell you. Silicon Valley gave Democrats 77% of their money. In 2020, Democrats got an astounding 96% of the money donated by Silicon Valley Bank. Signature Bank gave Democrats 59% of their money. 96% of SVB money went to Democrats. Folks, let me just say this. Hundreds of SVBs are out there. Hundreds of Juiceros exist. They all have one thing in common. Leftist funders get their cut of the action, whether the company lives or whether the company dies. And we are left holding the bag every single time.
Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump is breaking for a month. Reports say the break was previously planned. Any indictment of Trump won't happen until late April at the earliest. People from Nashville are expected to attend a candlelight vigil tonight for the victims of Monday's shooting at a church elementary school. Big-time pushback from Democrats in the House to what some Republicans have said, that there's nothing lawmakers can do about mass shootings.
Of course there's stuff that can be done. I mean, the idea that there's nothing to do, that they have the defeatist attitude, is completely unacceptable.
Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz, Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, is apologizing that his party doesn't have the votes to pass any new bill. AccuWeather predicts as many as 15 named storms to form in the Atlantic this hurricane season. It says 8 of those storms could be major hurricanes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking we need to have these segments of the show like Conspiracy Corner or whatever. You know, things that are kind of repetitive. I don't know, different. I've come up with a lot of ideas, and I think we're going to do it. I want to go to not a formatted show. You know this show is never going to be formatted. My brain moves too quick for that. But I'm saying some idea, because I talked about this earlier in another broadcast, the digital currency. And I told you, I'm fascinated with using my cell phone to pay for something or using a credit card where you just go boop and it goes dink and then it's paid for. And the idea that somebody goes, oh, I'll accept that tap is payment. And that tap institutes all kinds of processes behind the scenes. They go accept it, right? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But while I'm fascinated by the digital aspects, because as an engineer, I like ones and zeros. I like, is it on or is it off? A yes or is it a no? And we've got all these decisions being made, all these very complex systems behind that tap. And it's very convenient versus getting in your wallet, looking in there, pulling out some cash, and then getting your money back and all that. But then we watched all these bank failures. And banks are continuing to fail. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But we watched all these bank failures, and it made me think about, do I really want to turn my life over to a credit card and it gets rejected? Because that we were trying to pay for parking. I talked about this. We were watching a baseball game. Went to pay, said, well, we might need cash for parking. Poof, hit the button. And went to the ATM, and it went, sorry, it wasn't a thing, it wasn't like, you don't have any money, you know, get out of here, you deadbeat. It wasn't that kind of a mess. It was like, it said something along the lines of, sorry, we are not going to allow you to get to your money right now. It was one of those kind of messages, even though I don't recall exactly what it was. Because Melissa came back and told me, I was like, what the heck was that? She was like, I don't know, that was weird. And the guy went before us, and he didn't get any money out. So at Chase Bank, they wouldn't let us get our money so we could pay for parking. And, oh, by the way, we needed cash. And you know who happened to have cash? My son had $20 on him. So we beat him up and took his money. You know. Anyway, so we paid for parking. But what if we couldn't have? It was cash only in the parking lots. Will we have to cancel the baseball, going to the baseball World Series, or what do they call it? The World, I don't know what it was called, but we went to see USA play Colombia, I think it was. So, digital versus cash. I love the convenience of just boop, hitting that little thing, but I'm going to tell you, I'm old school. I like my cash, and as one of my buddies wrote, he says, when you have cash, albeit technically worthless, you know what you have. Cash doesn't bounce. that buddy that wrote that? Well, that was me. I said, unless you, cash doesn't bounce unless you're George Floyd and you just printed your own. But still, in his case, George Floyd turned $20 in counterfeit money into millions for his family. The irony? Even phony cash is king over digital currency. If George Floyd had had a credit card, we wouldn't have had that scenario. Think about that. Now, while digital currency could have saved George Floyd's life, it has created massive problems for bankers, for banks and bank customers, and Wells Fargo was the one that came to mind at the time when I was writing the story, but it happened to me at Chase. Now, there was no run on my bank, but I will say this. Melissa said to me when we couldn't get that cash out, she says, do you realize that all the banks, a lot of the banks didn't open? I was like, really? Now, I know the stock market was shutting down. They wouldn't let them trade bank stocks. She goes, no, some of the banks didn't open or they opened late. Anyway, the other day, Wells Fargo customers had incorrect balances. And they said this was sometimes because it was due to direct deposits that were not recorded, but some of them had missing transactions. And Wells Fargo's spokesman is a guy named Josh Dunn. And he said, customers' money, it's still there. It's still there. Even though it doesn't appear to be, it's still there. I told you guys a story years ago when one of my first companies, I thought we weren't going to make payroll. I knew how much money we had in the bank. And it was like $2,000. But we couldn't make payroll. I was desperate. I was like, man, what are we going to do? I was already not taking money. So I went to the bank. I said, I'm just going to go to the bank. I'm going to close out whatever we have. I'm going to get it. I'm going to pay my employees as much as I can cash. Explain what's going on. The ones that stay, great. The ones that don't. By the way, I'm not ashamed to say this because, you know, you grow from these experiences. So long story short, I go to the bank and I said, I was like all dejected. And I go up and I go, listen, I just need to take the rest of my money out. Can you tell me what my balance is? And I was, and the girl goes, oh, sure, Mr. Jackson. She goes, you have $12,200. I went, $12,000? Because I could make payroll. And she goes, yeah. And I go, great. Okay. I tell you what, I'm just going to leave it there. You know what? I'm not. And I went back and I wrote my checks and made payroll. And the rest is history. Built a successful little company. Ended up selling it. Bada bing, bada boom. So there you have it. And to this day, I tell people, I know for a fact I did not have that additional $10,000. And I say this, it was a God thing. Because I don't know what I would have done. I don't know what the outcome would have been had I not been able to pay my employees. Would I have scuttled the company? Would we have gone a year, 2 years later and sold it and made a little money? I don't know. I don't think so. But I know this. I knew to the penny how much money I had. And I believe to this day, I'll never not believe this. God said, okay, I'm going to give you this little 10K, Kev. Now, did it come from one of these Wells Fargo people in the future? I don't know. But anyway, I think it is true that the money's still there. But do you know how much you have? I haven't balanced the checkbook in years. For all I know, my banks have been siphoning $20 a month off my account without me knowing since I first opened up a bank account. Well, maybe after I got past childhood bank accounts. But when I became an adult, you could steal probably up to a couple hundred dollars a month from me and I wouldn't even know. Because, you know, I was making enough money and I wasn't struggling. So you could see. Now, if you got greedy, I'd catch you. So what is my real balance in the bank? Do you really run a checkbook or do you rely on the bank to go, here's your report, Mr. Jackson? I will have to trust the people who can't seem to tell me my current balance because I don't keep up. And if these are the problems we're experiencing now, what do you think things are going to look like in the future? What if government, as I mentioned in another earlier broadcast, or maybe even in this show. I don't keep up. But what if they don't want you to buy certain things? They say, no, that's too extravagant. You don't have the budget for that. We've run the algorithms, and your credit worthiness, it doesn't allow for that. And they don't want you to have it. What if they say you're obese? By their definition, you feel like, well, I got a couple extra pounds on, but I'm going to lose it before the wedding. Yeah, you are, says the government. I can think of many scenarios, folks, where the Fed will cut you off from something because it deems that item or activity risky. Or perhaps you violate some sort of social contract and the Fed declares you unworthy. This, the digital currency goes into what I talked about before in another show, where I talked about mRNA and them being able to track everything you do. They currently track everything you do, whether you like it or not. You don't have privacy. The phone is a smartphone, but that phone is Uncle Sugar. It is the Fed watching you. And every company, when you download Facebook, Facebook says, don't worry, I'll keep up with them. Google says, don't worry, I'll keep up with them. It tracks your every movement. And some people can look at this as good and go, you know, if I was convicted, you want to say he did a crime. No, I didn't. Here's my phone. Take my phone. That phone has become as big a part of you as anything else in your life. Think about that. It's an appendage. Take away your kid's phone and watch their attitude. It's not like you just took their phone away. You took part of their being away. This is getting to the point where we better recognize what's going on, because whether it's digital currency or your digital footprint, you're being tracked. And at least be aware of it, right? So you can kind of say, okay, I can understand the good of it, but I can also understand that it's not always going to be good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love destroying counterintuitive problems. Think of it as what they call them, oxymorons, jumbo shrimp. You know, is there such a thing? I love those, the discussion of that. It really does. It makes my mind just go, boom, just, you know, start to fire. And rich versus poor is one of them. I don't get it. It's a counterintuitive argument. The overwhelming people that I know want to be rich. I don't know that I've ever met anybody who said, man, I just wish I was poor. Never met, I can tell you this. I've never had anybody utter those words to me. They may have alluded to it. Like, I think there is such a thing as having too much money or whatever. But that's not saying I wish I were poor. Welcome. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I have never wanted to be poor, but I have spent my life wanting to be rich. And I've adjusted the idea around richness.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. It was a big deal. I'm going to be a millionaire one day. I didn't even know how. I hadn't a clue. But I knew it was something I wanted. You know, when I got to be about 20, 25-ish, I was like, being a millionaire is nothing but a bunch of problems. Ain't nothing but a bunch of problems. And I was starting to really get the financial bite, you know, taxes and all that, because I was an engineer making decent money. And then when I transitioned into sales and I was making double the first year what I made as an engineer, the second year I quadrupled my engineering salary. By the third year, I had quintupled it or something else. Give me another upple. But I had done something different, and I was making a lot of money. As an engineer, I was making about 40 grand. First year I made 80. Second year in sales, I made 160. Third year in sales, I was into the 300s. So I was, but you know, it was funny. The more I went up, I was like, the more I go up, it seems the more they just keep taking. Where's my money going? And then I remember the first year that I made $100,000 the month of January. My check was $113,000 in change, and I took home $67,000. And my second oldest son, he said to me, "Oh, Dad, look at this! Look how big my dad's check is!" And I was like, "Look how much they took out, you little munchkin!" And that has a whole story based on that. But that was the first month, I made $100,000. And I thought, Kevin, you're on your way to being a millionaire. And you know who's making the most money? Your silent partner, Uncle Sugar. You know him as Uncle Sam. So it didn't matter. I was going to be a millionaire, but I was going to be broke. I know, Kevin, you weren't spending 60 cents. No, I wasn't. But I'm going to tell you, when you look at, so my taxes were paid out of that. If I made $100,000 a month every month after that, and they take out $113,000, they take out $43,000, then yeah, $46,000, yes, you know, that's a lot of money. But let me tell you, and I'm not trying to lament, because that is a lot of money. But you can spend it. And if you're really trying to get to the next level, you're reinvesting, you're doing all kinds of stuff, takes you no time to go through that kind of money. Ended up quitting that company, I think, in May, March of that year. And they had to pay me for additional years. But I took a big hit. I ended up only making, I say only, but I made about $500,000 that year. But it was, you know, good. But and I was technically, certainly on the road to being a millionaire. But to be a liquid millionaire, I mean, but going back to rich and poor, my friends were, Kevin's rolling. I got a house over near next. I was living next to Deion Sanders and all that. And then I was like, I remember thinking, keeping up with the Joneses, I need to find me another couple to keep up with. Because this one is, it's too tough to keep up with the Joneses. But isn't where you want to stop in the strata of wealth a matter of choice? I mean, it would be nice to make money doing something you love or a calling. This is my calling. I can honestly tell you, I don't love doing this. I love the country. I love the people. I don't love the work. Some elements of it I do. You say, Kevin, you can only go make movies and do that, and you'll do your part to save the republic. And I would be, I'm game. I'm up for it. But when it's all the different elements of what you've got to do, the processes, it's a grind, folks. But wouldn't it be great if you could, if it was something you really love? I have a friend, she started a cleaning business. Maids don't make a lot of money. I was one of her clients. Everybody she met, we'd say, hey, you might want to lose Tammy. She said, Tammy. And then she got so busy, she had to hire somebody else. She had her daughter doing it for a while. Don't hire your kids. But anyway, she had her daughter. Then she hired some other people. And now she's got a thriving maid business. She's making a lot of money. I mean, comparatively. Still loving what she does. She worked where she was the one doing all the scrubbing and all that. Now she's watching other people scrub, and the only thing she's doing is scrubbing her hands from washing all that moolah, that money. But she could have sold out and said, you know, I'm just going to do the maid thing. I'm not going to try to grow. That's end of story. So isn't poverty a factor of discipline in your spending and you deciding where you want to stop on your ascension of the wealth curve? In other words, don't we all sell out a little bit? But if you're living within your means, then it's not a big deal. You're good to go. But leftists don't do that. They don't live within their means. And the government is a perfect example. When you can print money and you can earn money through insider trading, you don't care what happens to what other people do to earn their wealth. So when Joe Biden tweeted this, and this was a couple weeks ago, I don't know, a week or so ago, he tweeted that the top percentage of people only pay 3% in taxes. He got attacked, and rightfully so. They fact-checked it as incorrect. It was labeled incorrect. He says the average, Joe Biden said the average billionaire earns, I'm sorry, paid 3% in taxes. And he tweeted out a graphic. You know the average billionaire, what the average billionaire pays? 3%. No billionaire should be paying a lower tax than somebody working as a school teacher or a firefighter. And I'm going to tell you, he then said, I think you ought to pay a minimum of 25%. It's about basic fairness. Now, who picked that number? Why not pick 18%? Why not pick 30%? That number is as arbitrary as any other number that the government picks. But they go on, they say it's not known whether the 3% figure originated, where it came from, because it contradicts previous White House data. Joe Biden isn't even being truthful about what the White House has put out. But Elon Musk weighed in. Because the origins of the 3% don't matter. Leftists pull stats from between their butt cheeks all day long. But he corrected it. He says the average tax rate in 2020 was 13.6%. Top 1% of owners paid 25.99% average rate, more than eight times higher than the 3.1% average rate paid by the bottom half of taxpayers. And it had increased. So I love that Elon Musk came out and said, this is a lie. See, because that's how leftists propagate these lies. But here's the contrast, the contradiction. Who do you know that wants to be poor? If that's my problem is you think that I'm not paying enough taxes, okay, fine. But I still want to be rich. But I stopped. I stopped at some point and said, you know what? I don't care anymore about being a millionaire. I don't care about, at one point I was like, well, I do a million. I guess I got to go for a billion now. But I didn't care about that anymore because money became less of a motivating factor for me. What my purpose was in life became my motivating factor. But these numbers are astounding when I get to them. So Elon Musk disputed this figure, but he talked about paying the most money of anybody in history. He says, for those wondering, I will pay over $11 billion in taxes this year. He tweeted this out in 2021. I will pay over $11 billion in taxes this year. $11 billion. I looked this up. The top 50% of taxpayers pay 97.1% of all federal taxes in 2018. Among those taxpayers, the average income tax rate was 14.6%, and the average tax paid was $20,663. In 1 year, Elon Musk paid more money in taxes than 584,000 of the average Americans. In other words, $20,663. Elon Musk paid the taxes for 584,000 Americans in 1 year. And they want to talk to you about rich versus poor?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.